The Time Warp.
The 46th Academy Awards are presided over by John Huston, Diana Ross, Burt Reynolds, and David Niven. While Niven is introducing Elizabeth Taylor to present the award for Best Picture, a streaker named Robert Opel jaunts out from backstage, and Niven proves his natural gift for ad-lib.
And now, to divulge the contents of this year's most important envelope, is a very important contributor to world entertainment, and someone, quite likely, well, ladies and gentlemen, that was almost bound to happen. But isn't it fascinating that fascinating to think that probably the only laugh that man will ever get in his life is by stripping off and showing his shortcomings.
Yes, indeed. By the way, Best Picture goes to The Sting. Jack Lemmon is Best Actor. Best Actress, Glenda Jackson. And awards for supporting roles go to John Houseman and Tatum O'Neill. Streaking is indeed a national phenomenon by now, interrupting not only the Oscars, but also a pep rally at the high school where your humble host is slaving away in April of 74. This trend to run without the need for clothes inspires Ray Stevens to write a song about it, and it's on the charts.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
There he goes.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dad, boogie-dad.
Fastest thing on 2 feet. He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gon' give us a peek. Oh yes, they call him the street.
Look at that.
He likes to show off his physique.
Look at that.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking around, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, they. I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop or so.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity. Boogity,
boogity. He's just in the mood to run in the news.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, thief. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats, dribbling, right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It was too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand, right there in front of the home team.
Boogie,
who's that with me? Ethel, is that you, Ethel?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen at me, he gonna give us a
you
peek.
You get your clothes on.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel, where you go?
He likes to show off his disease.
Ethel, you shameless hussy.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round.
Everywhere, and I'm looking.
We pause now for station identification along the Artie's Time Warp Radio Network.